Welcome back. We're going to do health assessment now. This course is a little bit more relaxed than Pathopharm. There's a slower pace, so it'll be a little bit more enjoyable that way. The two textbooks that we're going to use, this one, Techniques in Clinical Nursing and Fundamentals of Nursing. This one you can leave at home. This is the one that you should bring to class. There's material in both of them. This is the first time I've used these two particular textbooks, so I'm not sure exactly how much overlap there is between them. It might turn out that really this is the only one that we need. For you, Arla, you were in last year's class, you have a different textbook. This one is fine, or the Palliter and Perry is fine, the green one, but you're going to need to get this one. And there's also, you have like, when you bought your package, you should have had an online login. You'll need that, and I'll work on finding out how we get that for you. So that online login you'll use to access videos and some quizzes that you'll have to do before you come to class. Okay, so it's pretty straightforward, fairly easy stuff. The major thing that you're going to have to memorize here, if you don't have good anatomy and physiology background already, you're going to have to brush up on your anatomy and physiology, because you have to know what you're looking at and you have to know what it means. And in order to know that, you have to know your AMP. But besides that, the major thing you have to memorize is the procedures. How do you actually do the techniques? And then beyond that, what are you looking for? What does it mean? So we're not just going to do the how to do the technique, but also we're going to learn what they mean and when you should look for those things. So it should be a fun course. All right. If you turn the page in your syllabus over to the second page, in addition to the stuff in the lab, we already talked about the visible human dissector, the math procalc. There won't be much math in health assessment. Mostly just recording a few numbers like heart rate and blood pressure. In addition to that, there's also some videos that you can look at on the computers, and then there's also some videos in the lab that you can check out and watch. And then there's the lab itself that you can practice on your own time. You're going to need a stethoscope for this class. Does everyone have a stethoscope yet? Is anyone missing a stethoscope?
I don't have it today.
Okay. You need a stethoscope, and really, you need it tomorrow. You can get them at pretty much any uniform store that sells scrubs. The one that we recommend is the Littmann Classic 2 SE. It is kind of like the minimum, the one that we would recommend. If you don't want to spend that much money, you could go with the Littmann Select or a Littmann Classic or Littmann Lightweight, but they're not going to be quite as good as the Classic 2. If you have a little extra cash floating around and you want to invest in a better stethoscope, then you could go with either the Littmann Cardiology 3 or Cardiology Master. That's going to run like $130 to $150, whereas the Classic 2 is usually about $50 to $70, depending where you find it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got mine. It was normally $130.
Really?
Yeah.
Prices must have gone up. But yeah, when I first got my first Classic 2, it was like $40. And then like 2 years ago, they were like $70. But depending, you'd still find some good deals. Yes, there's a couple around here. Do you live north or south?
South.
South. I'm not as familiar Yeah, there's plenty around here. Yeah, we can talk after class.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you'll need a stethoscope, preferably for tomorrow. We do have some that you can share or use in the lab, but the sooner you get your own, the easier it'll be for you. So don't feel like you have to get it tomorrow, but if you can, that would be nice. Other than that, that's the only piece of equipment that you're really going to need for this class. There's some additional equipment that you'll need once you get to the hospital and you're doing assessments, like you'll need a pen light. You might want a reflex hammer if you're on a neurological floor. Some things like that, but as far as for the class, all you're going to need is a stethoscope. As far as course requirements, come to class every day. You absolutely have to come to the labs. You can't get credit without going to the labs. So if there's a problem and you have to miss class, you'll have to reschedule the lab. So You can podcast out of class. You can't podcast out of lab. There's going to be pretty much daily quizzes for us, so weekly during the regular semester, but since one day here is an entire week, you're going to have a quiz every day. And the way it'll work is we'll cover the material. There'll actually be some quizzes that you can take online, and then after we cover the material, after you do the lab, then the next day, that's when we're going to have our quiz. So it's kind of like after you've done everything, it's a last check to make sure we understand what's going on. Quizzes make up a fairly large percentage of the grade, so it's really in your best interest to try and do well on them. In addition to that, we're going to have a final exam, and then your lab participation also counts. There's also two assignments that you're going to have to do. One is a written assignment, and one is a performance assignment. The written assignment is a complete health history, so you're going to have to take a friend, a classmate, a family member, and do a health history on them. And we'll talk about that later on, probably tomorrow, when we actually do the health histories. That's worth 10% of the grade. And then there's also the very final exam. In addition to the written final, there's also a practical final. We call it integrated head-to-toe assessment, and that's worth 20% of your grade. Is that right? 20%. Yay. Right. So the way that works is you'll have 20 minutes to do a complete head-to-toe assessment on your partner. And speaking of which, you'll need to partner up for the class. And so you'll do a complete head-to-toe assessment on your partner. You have 20 minutes to do it, and we'll give you a checklist of all the techniques that you'll need to do. And once you get to the hospital, you won't necessarily do that complete exam on everyone, but you need to be able to do that complete. It's not even a complete exam. It's just a thorough exam. So you'll need to be able to do that thorough exam and then select for different patients which of those techniques are appropriate for your individual patients. But you need to have the complete thing in your head before you can pick parts out of it. Does that make sense? Okay, because if you say, well, I'm just going to pick the parts, and you never have the whole, you'll never have it. You'll never have the parts that you need to pick from.
Is that when we're supposed to be our first day back in fall
semester? Yes. Well, actually, that's a smaller one, even.
The one in fall semester,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And your first day back, when we come back in the fall for technical skills, the very first day you'll have another head-to-toe exam that's a miniaturized version of that. That's more like what you'd do in the hospital on a regular basis. All right, any questions about the assignments?
Do you know what days are final and
are basis? Yeah, when you do the assessments, sometimes you might have to, really the only thing that we will need to expose is from here to here. So you don't need to bring special clothing, although I would recommend that you don't wear a dress. You have to pull the whole thing. Yeah. But, you know, some people don't feel comfortable with people seeing their regular underwear if they get a peek. So if you feel that way, you might want to wear a bathing suit or sports bra so that it's something that you don't mind if you flash someone a little bit by accident. So, but again, the only thing that we're going to be requiring to expose is here to here. And then here to here. So other than that, the way most of the girls walk around this campus is already exposing more than we expose in health assessment anyway, if you're from Miami. So it shouldn't be a big deal. All right. Any other questions? All right. Let's get started.